Check, 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 check. Trap and Chill Jam, episode 5, DJ 5. Chelo the comedian.
Yo, yo.
Que comediante, director.
Excusa.
Chelo J. Garcia.
We got Frankelito and Jodeci Mars.
Hi.
Episode 5. Thank you for tuning in.
DJ 5. Feels good to be back with the whole crew, yo. We've been kind of like separated.
I've been in between us
and everything, yo.
Hey. Nah, I took two shows off. It was like last minute thing. Taking care of my son. Oh, yeah, yeah. Nice to meet you. I know him.
Yeah.
It's good to be back, guys.
No, estamos aquí, estamos activos. Ya tú sabes, una vaina bien.
Chilling.
How was your weekends, guys?
Well, my weekend was pretty cool, yo. I did a whole bunch of nothing. Watched my kids, got shitted on, got throw up.
Nice,
right?
Nice.
Frankie, what you did?
It was Puerto Rican weekend.
Acho.
Acho, papi.
Boricua.
It was cabrón, papi. It was de pinga. We went to
Puñeta.
We went to Sol Frito. Me, Brandy, and DJ Juano. We did some interviews.
Nice. Got
some
good interviews over there.
Mickey Wood. John Z. La Insuperable. Amara La Negra. Hood Celebrity was dope.
Hold up. 6ix9ine showed up.
6ix9ine is not allowed to come on the premise.
I heard about that.
I was tight because I wanted really to get a drop for him from Marvin. That was my whole mission.
Yo, pero isn't he from Brooklyn?
Well, what's going on there? Why?
I mean, everywhere he goes, he does a Leo. So now he's not allowed to go to like any stadium arena.
They banned him from Summer Jam too. He tried to show up.
I know. I heard. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking. If he went
it's
to
a Leo.
Yo, here's the thing. He's just being himself. People encourage you to be yourself, so that way they could trash talk you at the end. I'm not with that. You're 6'9". I got your back, son. Trey, wait.
Nah, yeah, it's not cool. I really don't think that's cool that he got blocked like that. So.
It is what it is. There's haters before our time. There's haters during our time. And there's going to be haters after our time.
Always.
What you going to do about that? Jay, how was your weekend?
How was your weekend?
My weekend was a little tough, but...
Tough?
Oh, I heard
why?
You had a loss in the family.
Yeah, I had a loss in the family.
Oh, sorry for your loss.
But, you know, you got to keep working.
Of course.
She was the hype type?
She was the only supporter, like... She was so supportive. So exactly. Very full of life. And I'm here and I'm still working, you know? You gotta keep
your aunt?
She was like an aunt.
Titi! Se te quiere.
Amen.
I'm like, what is he doing?
So what are the first topics today? Tell me.
Well, Jodeci hates sports. Let's get out the way. LeBron got swept in 4.
He didn't get swept. He got vacuumed. Pero
I mean, listen.
He's not the whole team, bro.
He's still the king. I don't care what anybody says. That's it.
Frankie hates him, and I know he's happy they lost.
I mean, I was mad about game 1 and getting robbed because I wanted him to win that game. But LeBron, él se apagó ese último juego. Y vamos a decir la verdad, él no es Michael Jordan jamás en su vida.
Él no es.
Listen,
it's not that he turned himself off, but that he plays too hard and his teammates can't catch up.
Oh, you're going to put me to sleep. Moving along.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we can move along.
Typical LeBron hater, bro.
Moving along.
Typical LeBron hater.
Yo. Vamos a seguir el show, por favor.
Stop defending him.
Stop defending who?
LeBron.
Wow, what you talking about?
Can we move on to the next topic?
I think the
what's the next topic?
Wait.
No. That's it. He lost.
You should get out.
LeBron is still the king. Does not matter.
J.R. Smith. That's the person you should get at.
But I wasn't getting that.
That nigga's the MVP.
He went to the liquor store.
That nigga's the real MVP.
We still want that? All right. You know what?
Yo, but Cico, I don't know if I'm blowing you up, but you won and I won.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I won a bet. Yeah,
you won a bet. Cinco won a little nice little chelito ahí.
Yeah, I did.
Y los míos cayeron también.
Se cayeron bien.
Me cayeron bien esos chelitos, papi.
Acho, bye.
Estaba bueno esos chelitos, papi.
Yo, so, whose album just dropped? I know somebody's
Kid,
album
Kid
dropped.
Kid Cudi.
Kid Cudi's album
that's,
dropped.
That's the third Kanye album in a row.
We're going to play the music later.
Yeah, okay. we need to
what
hear
what we talking about now? We're doing a mix or what we doing?
We could do the mix, yeah. All
right, dale pa' allá, entonces.
Dale.
DJ Cinco, Trap and Chencha, Jodeci, Frankie, Chelo, El Director. Vamos allá.
Me pican los granos.
Oh.
Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Tómame del culo la dominicana.
like million-dollar deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm sorry. I like those Balenciagas, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the Tula. I put rocks all in my watch. I like texts from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong. I do what they say I can't. They call me Cardi, Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale, hotter than a Somali. Bird, go, Ferrari. Hop up the stoop, jump in the coupe. They dip on top of the roof, dressing on bitches as hard as I can. Eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio. Diamond district in the chain. Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Drive to stop and blow the brains. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Chambean pero no jalan. Tú compras todas las Jolambo, a mí me las regalan. I spend in the club, what you have in the bank. This is the new religion bank, el latino gang. Yeah. Está toda servieta, pero es que en el closet tengo mucha grasa. Ya mudé la Gucci pa' dentro de casa. Yeah. Cabrón, a ti no te conocen ni en plaza. El diablo me llama, pero Jesucristo me abraza. Guerrero como Eddie, que viva la raza. Yeah. Me gustan boricua, me gustan cubana. Me gusta el acento de la colombiana. Como me ve el culo la dominicana. Lo rico que me chinga la venezolana. Andamos activos, perico, pim, pim. Billetes de 100 en el maletín. Que retumbe el bajo, Bobby Valentín. Yeah. Aquí prohibido mal, dile Charitín. Que perpico le tengo claritín.
DJ Zinger.
Cuando sale de aquí se forma el motín.
Certified, you know I'm gang, 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 gang. Jump to top and blow the brains. Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name? Oh, I need the dollars to just beat it up like pinatas. Turn the job, close the curtains. That bitch make a nerd.
Creo, mami, que tu cuerpo me necesita. Y hacemos todas las cosas que tú quieres, de la manera que tú quieres. ¿Qué te parece si me esperas sola, solita? Creo, mami, que tu cuerpo me necesita. Y hacemos todas las cosas que tú quieres, de la manera que tú quieres.
Oh, my God, we're not ready to get mad.
Lo Máximo Productions on the building. DJ Zingo.
Hey, what you gonna go?
Riding in the motherfucking road. Fuck. Niggas talking down on low. Yeah.
Huh?
Made 100 plays in the fold. Good. Gotta maintain, stay bold. Good.
That's on my mind.
Riding in the motherfucking road. Fuck. Niggas talking down on low. Yeah, made 100 plays in the fold. Good,
yeah.
Gotta mind time, stay bold. Good,
I'm set. 50,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. I'ma always take the money over sex. That's why they need me out the way, what you expect. Got a lot of blood and it's cold. They keep trying to get me for my soul. Thankful for the women that I know. Can't go 50-50 with no hope. Every month, I'm supposed to pay her bills and get her what she want. I still got like 7 years of doing what I want. My dad still got child support from 1991. Out of town, people love to pop a lot of shit and come around. Word to Flocko Jody, he done seen us put it down. Niggas asking if I'm cool, I'm upset. 100,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check. You tryna check? This is real life, niggas think we playing chess. So what's next? Jump up out the bed like I'm possessed. I go out on tour and I say I'm drinking less. End up getting loose and getting pictures from my ex.
SMS, triple X. That's the only time I ever shoot below the net.
Yeah.
Why you keep on shooting?
Yo, yo. Trappin' Ginger.
So we back.
Got some focus on his damn chest.
Oh my God.
All over his breast, her breast. Shoot and see. Got him on.
Oh, so now we rapping now? That's what we doing?
We went from writing books to rap.
Thank you. Shout out to everybody that came out to the 7th anniversary of my book signing.
Oh, that's what's up. Sorry.
Word up books.
You didn't invite me.
It was on social media.
You didn't even
which is an open invitation to everybody.
Here's a good question. What made you want to write that book, bro?
So I have a lot of books written, and I just decided one day, you know what? I'm going to put them all together and just publish one. I took a couple of different stuff from different books.
Chapters.
Yeah, and I was like, let me just throw it out there and see what happens.
What's your, and I know it's unfair to ask you this question, but what's your favorite part of the book?
The fact that I was inebriated and under the influence of when I wrote it. So every time I read it, it's like I'm reading it for the first time because I don't remember half that shit.
That's kind of
cool. Wow. Seriously?
I swear to God. So when I was reading it, I told that to you.
Hold on. It's like you write a song, right? And then you just forget it.
I called it Notes to Self so that I could remember it later.
So here's okay. The good thing.
Hey, I like it.
So I take it you like writing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, can we write a script?
Of course, 100%. I got so many dope ideas. I got one thing I'm not going to give you too much about it, but it's called Street Dreams. And it's going to be like this kid is sitting on a bench and then he takes a nap. But does he? Then the whole movie plays out. And at the end of the movie, it's like he woke up from the dream or did he? There's more details there, but it's called Street Dreams.
Me
and
dio un dolor de cabeza.
He spoke like, a little too fast for him.
Because, check it. It's like he's either going to... So he takes the nap, but did he take a nap? The movie's gonna play out, and at the end, we're back to the first scene, and we don't know if it was really just a dream or that was his, you know what I'm saying, his life.
You know, somebody told me their worst fear is thinking that they're in the shower when they're really in the street, and they're just hallucinating that they're in the shower.
Pero que
that's creepy.
Ese tigre se metió algo,
¿verdad? That's creepy.
So, that is creepy. Let's get into Fallout with Jodeci.
I'm upset.
What happened? Why?
Because Jay-Z and Beyonce took a picture, but Jay-Z was in the picture.
Okay, I agree with that. Can we break that up? Anthony, can you do me a
why
solid?
Was Jay-Z in that picture?
No, the what? First why? Picture...
He should have just...
Yeah.
The first picture was okay, but you saw the one that he got there.
That's what I'm saying.
I was
that's
like,
exactly
this nigga's not a gangster
about.
In this picture. What's going on, B?
Wait, hold on. Whose page is it on?
It's...
Just Google it.
Just Google Jay-Z and Beyonce naked tour pic. Photos. Tour
okay.
Photos.
Tour photo. There you go, yeah. I'll Jay-Z, put it naked.
You can put tour naked. Photos.
It doesn't matter.
Tour photo. Photo images, maybe?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that it right there?
No, none of these are it. Tour images.
2018.
Yeah, put 2018. But my man, it was like Jay can't, I get it, you're trying to like, not 2028. I get that Jay's trying to change up his image and try this whole family stuff.
After
but yo, you're still a G.
Beyonce?
You're still a G, bro. Like, this wasn't very G-ish of you. And this is my idol. This is one of my idols.
Let's say you guys were dating
that's
Beyonce.
That's your favorite artist, right?
That 100% it is.
Guys, listen
what
to me.
What the hell, bro?
Where is it?
There it goes.
Unbelievable. But see, can we go to somebody's page and just bring it up?
Well, what about the picture? Because I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, one of them was dope. It shows her booty.
That's the one everyone likes.
Yeah. There it goes. All right. So one of them is her body's sick, and I like the whole thing.
Skip bad.
Guys, you didn't answer my question.
What was your question?
If you guys were dating Beyonce, would you have cheated on her?
If I was dating Beyonce, first of all, I'm not a cheater.
I've cheated on some bad bitches, B. I don't care about this shit. Don't care. Let me be important.
You know, you
get
can't.
Me important.
But they not some Beyonce's, though.
You can't say, you know.
But they not some Beyonce's, though.
You just can't talk about, like, that.
Yo me jalto a cualquier hoyo saca leche.
Shit happened. Míralo ahí.
That was funny looking right there. Oh, Jay, you killing me, my brother.
Jay.
That's not gangster.
You should not be in that picture, Jay.
That's not imaginary player.
Nah, man.
That's kind of
crazy. He laid up with his girl, yo. Nothing beats 50 with the shirt, with his shirt
he
off.
He
should have
never been in the picture, bro. Look how ugly he
did
looks.
Did you see that that picture?
Beyonce should have been by herself.
50 had no shirt on, but he had a tie.
Did they show the other one? The other one is dope.
The other one is better.
The other one is a... Oh.
Not that one.
Not that
one's great, too.
She looks scared.
I know what you focused on.
She's running away
there. Her commodity.
That one's nice.
She shows all the time.
She's about to... Oh, that's 13 Reasons Why picture right there.
Is that what that is?
Uepa. That's
one's dope.
Oh, yeah, that was on. I think that was Cuba.
That's dope.
One of the two.
Oh, they didn't show the better one. Anyways, the other one was dope because it was just Jay smoking a cigar and her booty out. Looks amazing. Not even one cellulite. It looked amazing. But that one is not a G. That's not the Jay-Z I know and love.
He should have said that one out.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's still Jay-Z to me.
Does that segue into your faja? That's the picture right there, though.
That one at the top.
Yeah, that video at the top.
Does that segue into your faja stuff?
Who's faja stuff?
You can say it.
Jody.
No, I was saying. Turn my vocal up some more. Like, let's say you were single, guys, both of you.
And I am.
Hypothetically speaking.
Let's say you meet this girl, whatever, you take her home. How would you react when she takes off the faja? She takes off her body.
Go ahead.
So you're saying if she takes it off and then it's just a blob of
just masa.
Masa.
Lots of masa.
I don't know.
Matzo balls.
I don't know.
I'm gonna
it depends on the situation, because si tú estás bebido, un ejemplo. Un hombre puede que está borracho, como un dominicano, quien sea, it doesn't matter the race, actually. Pero tú, si tú estás borracho, y si, that's in front of you.
Mira la foto ahí, mira la foto ahí.
Mira esa nalga, esa tipa. You think that's Photoshop, or that's all her?
But I might walk away from that one right there.
You might walk away?
Yeah,
that's
walk away.
Here's the thing, I have nothing against big women.
But if you need to be comfortable in your own skin, so don't put a faja on hiding it.
Don't hide it. I love my fucking faja.
I'm just saying, don't hide it. And then when you take it off, a surprise.
No, I think that. I honestly think that.
Do you think women lie when they do that? They're lying about their body.
Men lie all the time.
Yeah, but
Raquelito wears a faja. He's wearing one right now.
I wear it to the gym.
Guys wear fajas
in the gym.
No, I went to go hug someone, and I was like, yo, pero qué duro está este tigre.
That was
like,
a hick. That was definitely some hick.
That was definitely some hick.
Most
he had a whole body faja on. Yeah.
Wait, Anthony wears one.
Anthony, you wear one?
I was wondering why he was looking so slim today. Shout out to Anthony, our producer, to DJ Anthony.
I'm going to
be honest, bro. There was one time this girl took off not just a faja, her eyelashes, her hair, her, duramos 20 minutos solo para ver una persona nueva. It wasn't even her no
she
more,
like
bro.
Pusha T at the end.
It was like, yo. She said like that. She took the tracks out. Okay, the tracks came out. She said like that. Those are not her eyelashes. Se quitó la faja. I'm like, pero ven acá, esta otra persona, B.
Did she have booty pads
on? Yo, I'm definitely another.
Esa era lo último.
Yo, this was it. And it goes.
I'm definitely another person.
Yeah,
I'm a catfish.
Also, you saying that you got
catfish.
A wig on?
I'm dead a cat.
You got your wig on. You got your.
Yeah, I got I wear wigs. I wear eyelashes.
You didn't see Jonas? He tried to break the internet the other day.
Nah. Yo, all I could tell
but
you.
But this is the thing. I admit it. I admit it. There's girls that don't admit it.
You admit that you be breaking faces out on these streets?
Oh my God! Here we go. Here we go.
Do you think that Beyonce photoshopped this picture? That's her.
I think that's her butt.
That's retarded.
I think that's her butt.
The angle she's on, bro.
And if I was married to Beyonce, would I cheat on her? I'm not saying I don't want to cheat on nobody. Pero
in the picture?
Cualquier tigre se cansa. Like, so he probably just has some other shorty. And you know what? It's about what girls don't do. Sorry if I'm calentando you guys.
Nah.
Right,
you good, bro. Don't worry about
but,
it. You're speaking
bro.
For yourself. So.
Oh, I'm speaking for myself.
Yes,
it's what girls don't do. Maybe Beyonce doesn't toss his salad. Maybe Jay-Z likes it.
No, but here we go.
It all goes back to that.
It always goes back to.
Of course.
To a baby wipe with Frank.
Anyway.
It does, right?
That one. Look at that
one. Come on, man.
That's all.
We all know you like the baby wipe, Frank.
Time out. Would you let your girl take a new pic?
And put it on the internet?
Yeah.
No.
Why not? My girl took a nude pic when she was pregnant.
And she
bikini,
put on
you, yeah. Bikini is normal, but naked? No, come on. No.
It wasn't completely nude, pero she
Machuca.
All right, the only way I'll accept it is the, you know, showing the belly. Then that's
butt ass?
It's acceptable.
I feel
acceptable.
I feel like your man.
Yo, the JJ was up.
The only thing that covered was a star and a word right there that covered.
But the JJ was up?
Why don't you like it? You don't like it because you don't want other men looking at your girl?
I don't mind the bikini stuff and the whatever.
That's eye candy, bro.
That's regular. But naked? Why? What? No.
I feel like women, like some women do it tastefully. I saw a girl with two chocolate chip cookies.
Wow.
on her nipples.
That's dope.
Yo. And I
Listen,
was like, what, oh my God,
would
wait,
you
I
let?
I have a question. Picture,
I have a question. Would you, your girl's here too. Would you let your man, and when your man, when you have one, take a picture in Speedos?
The fact that if he has the body. I know Frankie would put on
Bueno. Tú tienes que poner GPS para llegar donde yo voy. ¿Tú me entiendes, Marín?
Frank, would you wear Speedos, Frank?
I bought the Bad Bunny babies, the ones that he took the picture, that Ricky Martin liked them. Crazy how much that man inspires me, Bad Bunny. I bought the Bad Bunny babies for this summer,
Frankie,
guys.
Frankie's wearing a G-string right now, bro. He's wearing leather
pants. I wouldn't doubt it.
He don't want the crease to come
out. He told me for our photo shoot he was going to wear leopard print.
Yeah, I wanted to work, but she told me I was coming all black, and I didn't have an all black Speedo.
Mira, la tipa.
Oh wow! Show the camera. Let the camera see it.
I don't wanna put her on blast, but I'm good.
No, she don't show her face. Oh wait, it says golden.
Let's show it to the camera.
It's tag. Now we not making her famous.
But why she did that for?
That's horrible.
Entonces, siguiente.
That's siguiente.
Guacala!
Let's go into Lil Wayne winning a lawsuit finally.
Oh yeah, bravo,
The Carter Five will in fact come out on Universal, I believe.
Yeah, it is Universal.
And he won a, I think it was an 8-figure deal. Am I misquoting? And Lil Wayne,
you know, we never do our homework anyway.
That's crazy, bro. He put some respect on his own name.
Yeah, especially me.
Lawsuit win.
Nah, yeah, that's what's up. I saw that on Instagram. And
what do you think is being that,
look at all those zeros.
It's a lot of money.
Time out. Being that Lil Wayne won this lawsuit now, what do you see coming up for Lil Wayne?
I'm gonna be honest, bro. In my opinion, Lil Wayne's time has come and went.
I honestly think it's gonna be trash.
So nobody really cares because ya él tenía su época and he just waited too long.
So you don't think he's gonna come back with like a club banger?
I think he's gonna come out with something kind of dated because that project is kind of dated.
I think he had music. He just probably didn't release them because.
And that's gonna be dated. It's not gonna be what the kids want to hear right now.
He's gonna do what Kanye did: scrap the whole album and start over again.
Is it gonna be fire though?
You never know, bro.
Didn't Lil Wayne have his moment already?
Dedication 6. I have no idea.
Okay.
Joe. Eric Crepo had his moment. He came back with Messiah.
Perfect example. Great example, Chelo.
Good one.
That definitely defends the point that Lil Wayne's gonna come back with a great album.
I believe in him.
You've seen he's done a couple features though.
Yeah, but it's like
one right there with Drake.
And you didn't really feel him. Keep it real.
I didn't feel it.
This song is fire. That's
one
with Drake.
Speaking about Drake, the last time we spoke, the beef hasn't been squashed up until now. Jay Prince.
Yeah,
he squashed the beef.
So obviously you didn't hear our last podcast.
You didn't hear it.
Oh, well, I wasn't here.
Okay.
I wasn't here.
We sent you the link.
The only reason why I brought that up because I wasn't here and I wanted to express
you wanted to express
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got how you feel about it, right? So you're trying to let us know how you feel about
that. Oh, but Drake supposedly also had a record and he was told not to
release it.
That it was in the, it was cocked and ready.
That's what I was gonna say, bro.
Also, they squashed that.
Yeah, Kanye told him to squash it. Jay Prince told him to squash it.
He should have just released a song. Now we want to hear it and shit.
Yeah.
I think it's bullshit. I think it's bullshit. I think he had no song. Then they're doing bullshit.
So you think Drake can't come back?
No, I think he could come back. I just didn't think he had a song and they were just trying to buy him time.
Boy.
Y entonces, ¿qué más? Kid Cudi album.
I want to hear that. I haven't heard it yet.
Are you a Kid Cudi fan?
I am.
Are you a Kid Cudi fan? No.
She was about to speak into the mic and said no.
I've never been a big Kid Cudi fan, but can we bring up a song from the album to do the lit or shit segment?
That'd be dope.
I have to download one song.
Where on YouTube do we even?
I wasn't ready for that one, bro. He came at it.
Can we do it from YouTube, the audio, or we need the thing?
Nah, we need to download.
All right, Kid C Ghost is the name of the song. Anyways, this is Kanye's third week full production.
Oh, so he produced this one too?
Yes, and he's mostly on it as well. It's a lot. It's like really a Kid Cudi Kanye album. It's like a part two to Kanye's album.
Kanye came back with a vengeance.
It's called
Kid C Ghost.
Yeah. I'm telling him so he can put the video.
Oh, there's probably no video.
No, at least. Una foto ahí, tú sabes. It's with Kanye West, too, right? No. It's with both of them. Kanye West and
Kanye is on it.
I think it's both their albums.
Oh,
they're both.
Reaction. Oh, right here, look. Because a lot of what Cudi does is really like just like hooks and harmonizes. It's not really a hip hop album. Which a lot of what Kanye did was not really a hip hop album. But
can we hear it from there?
I'm gonna play.
He's gonna play a segment. I love the artwork. What do you think about the artwork?
We're gonna play, because I got a few songs. I got a few new songs for y'all.
It looks like anime.
Oh yeah, are y'all listening?
Demon.
I got a few songs for you guys, so y'all can tell me if it's lit or shit.
Oh, okay, great.
Before that, huh?
Is it from Kid's album?
No.
Oh, it's completely separate.
Yeah.
So how about we do that first? Because
downloading the song. That's it. We ready?
Go.
Okay.
Don't
separate
that one.
But no. But. The artwork's dope.
Looks like a dream.
It looks like anime.
I like it.
It looks animation, of course, but it just looks like something that you would see in a random nightmare.
It looks very...
Do you have a lot of nightmares?
It looks dark.
Like, if that thing... Like, if Frankie was having a nightmare, y eso le iba a comer el culo, he'll stand there.
All right, here we go. We're about to play the song. Kanye West, Kid Cudi, Kid C, Ghost.
Lit or shit?
Lit or shit, let us know.
Produced by Kanye.
I feel like I'm in a game. Like, you know when Mario's like racing?
You a Mario Kart fan? Mario Kart's too late.
In Tokyo, they have it.
Yes, I want to do it.
Kissy ghost sometimes. Kissy ghost sometimes. Kissy ghost sometimes. Spill it. Just moving around. Kiss it, ghost sometimes. Kiss it, ghost sometimes. Kiss it, ghost. Spirit.
Él estaba fumando.
Yeah, that's the king. Start that movement. Start that movement. Y'all can move me. That's my movie. Y'all can stop me. Y'all too snappy.
I feel like it's one of those songs I gotta hear more than once to get the vibe.
Carbon. But like there's one of those songs I gotta be under the influence.
Same thing.
To understand.
In a room, sitting by myself, finding heaven soon.
What do you bump this in your
many
car?
Things to trouble you. Look beyond for feeling.
I've
like
never been a big Kid Cudi fan. I don't see what
it, it's tough. I mean, I'm a Kid Cudi. I'm not a huge Kid Cudi fan. I like his work, but I gotta be under the influence to hear this one.
It's not day and night, obviously.
Oh my god, you're like,
nah.
Yeah, day and night was something different.
All right, so is it a lit or is it shit? You tell me.
One by one.
Lit or shit? Just say the word.
It's shlit.
Okay, shlit. Wow. Jodeci, yeah. What you think?
It's shit.
Oh, wow. Okay. Frank.
I don't know. I really don't. It's different, but
it's shlit.
The album didn't really do it for me, so you guys go check out the album. It really didn't do it for me.
I'm going to check it out. I'm definitely going to check it out.
Thank you for the influence.
Thank you for reminding me, because I was like looking forward to this album, so I'm going to definitely check it out.
Do you have more songs for us for the
lit? Yes, I do.
Talk to us about this song.
There's definitely
a new song.
There's a new song with Tory Lanez and Ozuna.
Ooh.
That got to be lit. I don't even want to hear it. I know it's lit.
It's fire. It's called Pa' Mi. Se llama Pa' Mi. Tory Lanez. Is this song lit or shit? Tell me.
Oh, it's lit.
Right away, lit.
It's just something about his voice.
Nah, this song is fire, bro. Lit off the bat.
Sounds like a summer song.
Definitely a summer song.
Perfect time to air this.
Hey. Where is this nigga going right
now? Tu eres un ángel. Su cuerpo a mi me ama.
It's lit. I like it. It's lit.
It's definitely lit, bro.
In what manner? When I was dubbing them like that with the 2 liter sodas? Like, yeah, drink all that soda, baby. We got this. You see the Benson jackets? We got this. We got
sitting
this
on top of a milk crate on the block.
See, y'all talking about, what is it? And what manner?
And what manner was?
I was too young for that.
It was that jump, yo.
I was too young for that.
If you wasn't there,
it's because you was too young.
Yeah, pretty much. I was a team party for me, so yeah.
Here we go with the old.
Because when was the last time that somebody grabbed you and dubbed you like this? Huh?
They don't do that. They don't do that in clubs no more. You don't see that.
You
don't
see that. Like,
yo, you remember the house parties?
I'm lying. I do see that, bro.
Remember the house parties though, where you used to pick up the girl from the belt loop and just give her a wedgie?
Okay, I don't know.
With the Pepe jeans?
No. My man, the Pepe jeans? To feel bad for the dude that had to clean the walls after the house party.
Right, I got one more song. I got one more song for you.
That one was fire though, lit. For sure.
I like it. That one was lit.
Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah. Like this wall was white.
Oh, the paint would be like melted off from everybody rubbing on that shit.
Crazy, bro.
Anyways, we got A Boogie
with the hoodie,
Davido. It's called Way Too Fly.
I like A Boogie. I like that kid. He's great.
Calculator. A Boogie. So.
Are you seeing what's going on right here?
I'm way too fly. Shine in the nighttime. I'm a vampire, but I don't buy it.
It's another summer joint.
I feel like we heard this song before.
Is that summer jam? Summer jam?
Is that summer music right now? Yeah, it's
summer music.
Summer vibe.
Sound like Drake?
This song is lit, though.
Yo, he said it sound like Drake, yo.
Who said sound like Drake?
Anthony said it sound like Drake.
Clean your ears. That's A Boogie. A Boogie, bro.
It has a Drake flow, though.
It has a Drake feel to it.
I understand what you're saying, but it does not sound like Drake.
Maybe the it beat. It sounds like...
The production.
No. It's Drake-ified.
Yeah, hold on.
It's Drake-ified.
I feel like this is somebody else's beat, and he's just rapping on it.
It could be. It could be. But it's his song. So.
I like it, but I just... It's kind of generic for me. What do you guys think?
I like it. I think it's lit.
There's a song that Drake has that is
a lot of songs
that he like take me.
Like your step. Oh, it has the same come on snare, right? It has the same snare.
Oh yeah.
Baby, I like your step.
Talk about one dance. One dance.
One dance.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
I need a one dance.
Play that.
All right. Whoa.
I'm about to go. Huh?
I'm gonna play another song. We established. It sounds like one dance.
So I like that right one. Now. That's lit. That's
okay.
That's
it is lit though.
This is another song with Chimbala.
But it's generic.
This is Chimbala. It's called
who?
Maniki.
Fire. Chimbala produciendo. Chimbala produciendo.
This song is fire though. This song is lit. I'm telling you, it's lit.
Oh, okay.
Video is out too.
I feel like I saw this video.
Came out a few weeks ago, but.
You sure that's not the video? Yo, we gotta buy the license, Ben.
We're gonna give that girl promo, yo.
Yo, Chimbala.
You don't want to play?
Pero,
that's good because we're about to get in trouble up in here, yo.
Chimbala was produciendo.
Alright, so is this song lit or shit?
I like it.
We got this.
It's another summer song, yo. All the summer songs sound the same, bro. I gotta see
the cheeks clapping to this to know if it is lit or not.
It froze, Anthony? Oh, okay.
It doesn't want to be clicked.
You can't mess it with my click.
I got one more song, one last song, one last song.
Too much fire.
And then we'll move on to the next topic. All right. This song is Dali Goya. It's called Asingar.
Lit. No, yo.
I gotta drop with that dude. I gotta drop with him. I'm fired.
I like this song. It's lit. Asingar.
Muchacho. Alright, so it's on little shit. Even though we,
I mean, he stole. Break it down. He stole it from La Pecha's whole gimmick about.
Whoa.
He did though.
He's talking about stealing, bro.
Because that's the Pecha's whole gimmick.
Little Pecha signed off on that.
I'm just saying. So it was gonna be a hit because that was already a catchy phrase.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The kid,
so it was gonna be a hit, obligado.
Obligado. Anybody sings this song is gonna be a hit. And so Frito, that kid was going everywhere, and everybody, oh, dile, go to what? Yo, this kid was the man at Sofrito, bro, for saying that word all day. He was. We got a drop from him and everything.
That's crazy.
I was like,
I met him for the first time at the Sanky Panky 3 premiere.
La Pecha.
La Pecha. And then we were chilling, doing some skits and stuff like that. Shout out to Tony Pascual también and the whole Sanky Panky 3 crew. He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's mad sencillo. I feel like that kid came out of nowhere, though. Was he, like, doing videos before now?
I don't know, because here's the thing. I seen the video about, you know, him getting interviewed in the news, but I never paid attention to it. I seen it once, but then I kept on seeing repost after repost after repost after repost.
It going viral.
Yeah, it went viral, yo.
But he meant to do it. He had this perfect timing on that.
And then you seen his smirk at in the
yeah,
he told somebody, yo, watch the news, and then he gave them the look.
Nah, but Dali does have another song though. If y'all want to listen to it.
No, I get it. I get it. I heard the song.
He has another. It's called I think it's Hey Mami.
Oh, he has another.
It's a Brazilian
song.
Let's play
it. Let's play it.
Señor Goya.
Brazilian song.
But yeah, anybody funk. I was gonna blow up.
What about this dude? A tu maldita edad. He has a singal song.
He does.
He has El Singón.
El Singón.
Oh, El Singón.
Oh yeah. El Singón. Yo, that guy is funny.
I felt like that hyped me up.
I actually like that song.
I think I was having
this sex. Is Tali Goya e Mami.
Cupo, we have to go now.
So Goya, and they say I'm just a guy, them sugar. Yes, Naya.
Is this on lit or is this shit? Yes, most likely is a little bit most more. Likely is lit.
Let it play.
Most likely is lit. Brazilian.
Goya. Oye, ¿cómo te le vaya? Dice, tapa mi pregunta, ¿cuál es mi nombre? Le respondo, yo soy Tali. Te tengo una preguntica, mamita, tú tapa mi.
¿Qué carajos es?
Jonas, look at Jonas's face.
Mami.
I like the song.
They all sound the same.
It's party music.
I'm not a Dembow fan, so I'm gonna
gotta...
That's not like, Dembow, though.
I don't...
You're gonna play with your Dembow set, bro.
Nah, not really, no.
It is Dali.
Yes, Dali.
That is Dali.
That's Brazilian funk, though. That's not Dembow.
But you're gonna play it with your Dembow set, am I wrong? So what are you gonna play with? What's gonna come after this? And what other Brazilian funks are popping? But there's Dominicans rapping, right? But there's Dominicans on it rapping, right? And what's the guy's name?
Scuff did do a few.
Breakon, isn't that one that he asked? Breakon got the dope one.
Yeah,
it is lit.
All right, yes. Thank you for answering the question, okay. Chelo. Hey, un aplauso para Chelo.
Wait.
No. All right, go ahead.
Shut down.
Don't fucking start with me.
Hey,
you'll break your face out here.
Hey, answer the question.
Don't start with me.
Is it lit or is it shit, Jay?
What are you going to say? Go ahead.
They all sound the same.
Oh,
but.
They're lit.
If I'm out.
Twerking.
I'm going to be.
Twerking?
I don't twerk.
Listen.
Unbelievable.
If this song comes on. And you got some drinks on your head, you're going to start twerking.
Have you played it yet in the club?
Yes, of course I have.
And what type of reaction do you get?
I get a good reaction. It's Brazilian funk. Who doesn't like Brazilian funk when you're drinking?
I like Brazilian skunk.
Okay.
sound like a type of weed strand.
That's where I was going.
Ah! So, Dao Ying.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Pruébalo.
You got to get out more, Cinco.
Nah. I'm good. Dame mi casa.
Entonces... ¿qué más?
Well, I like this weather that's coming out because it took a while for it to start getting warm.
Hold on, I got a question for everybody. Is anybody taking vacations and where if you are?
Okay.
I don't take vacations, bro. Everywhere I go, I'm working, even if I'm on vacation.
Okay. So no vacation for Chelo.
No vacation. Cero vacaciones.
How about you? You going somewhere this summer?
I might.
Where are you going? She just came back from Miami, bro.
Where were you?
You're right.
Where were you?
I was taking care of business.
Okay. Well, yeah. I just came back from Miami. I want to go to L.A.
L.A. is popping as hell.
I want to go to L.A.
Love L.A.
I also want to go to Egypt for my birthday.
Holy crap.
When is your birthday?
That's big.
Huh?
When is your birthday?
My birthday is January 1st.
Oh,
that's a
January
1st? That's a lit-ass birthday.
Damn. That's crazy,
be
bro.
Your mom's and pops timed that shit perfectly.
And then my mom's birthday is on Christmas.
Oh, that's what's up. What about
my
you,
father's
Frank?
Birthday is the day
Talk to me, Frank.
Yo, That's crazy. We have a connection, another connection.
What is it?
Because I was conceived on Christmas.
Awesome.
So we have another connection.
Hey, Frank.
And
Frank.
I was conceived in Fort Tryon Park, Christmas 1983.
So what's your birthday?
Wow.
October 4th. 9 months later is October.
Yeah, that's crazy. So you're a Capricorn.
You going anywhere this summer?
I'm a Capricorn.
Well, we got three Capricorns in the house, yo.
Oh, we got a Pisces, right? I'm a Pisces.
Like Marvin.
Nobody cares about Pisces.
Yeah. So what? You got a problem?
I'm just saying.
Why are you talking to him that way?
Talk to me nice.
Okay. Don't talk to me.
I might go visit my dad.
I will make a shirt. I'm gonna make a shirt. It's gonna say, "Talk to me nice."
All right, Dream Doll.
So before they talk to me, they're gonna know they gotta talk to me nice.
All right, Dream Doll.
No, I'm kidding.
Dream Doll.
Wait, hold up, Frank. Where you going for the summer?
I'm supposed to go visit my dad in August, but I just got this new job, so I gotta finesse that.
Okay.
Finesse that.
I might take a little vacation. It's due for that.
Where you going?
DR. Like, where else do we go?
That's not vacation. That's just going home.
I haven't gone to
New York. All depends on where you go.
Yeah.
If you go to La Terrena, La Romana.
It's been 5 years.
That's going
five
home.
Years. 5 years.
Are you going to La Romana, La Terrena? Like,
Santiago.
You want to know what's a vacation for me?
I'm from Santiago.
Santiago City.
A vacation for me is going to Dubai.
Okay.
That's a vacation.
They get trap and chair.
Chelo with a chelitos. So,
somewhere exotic, you're trying to say, right?
Somewhere exotic.
But, no hay cuarto para eso, manín. Oíste.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We ain't I'm gonna have to hold. I'm gonna have to do the whole Instagram model thing.
I'm waiting to get a shorty to really do the 2 month Europe joint.
Yo lo que yo voy a hacer. Yo voy a vender el culo en la 207, bro. A ver si me llevo todos los cuartos.
No te va a conseguir suficiente para ir para Dubai, manín. Te digo, I'll tell you right now.
I think Frankie would be good for that.
I used to prostitute myself.
He's serious. We joking, but he's serious.
Yo tuve que pagar la renta. I lived in the trap house at one point.
You ever got? Time out. You ever got paid for sex, Frankie?
He just said he did.
No,
I got paid with like as far as like.
Oh my God.
I felt like
I'm
gonna
cut you off, Frank. I'm gonna cut you off. He had.
Have you ever got paid for sex?
No, bro. Sorry.
Jodeci, have you ever got paid for sex?
Every nigga pay for sex because at some point he had to put out ducats. To
you talking? You talking?
For not yourself, every guy. Bro.
Talking for yourself.
Not every guy. Yeah.
No. So nunca te fuiste para una cena. Nada. Eso fue de un día al otro.
But sometimes you just meet him in the park, yo.
Oh my God.
Qué suerte.
You're talking about taking a girl on a date?
Money, it costs to have sex, what I'm saying.
But you're not, but that's.
You gotta take him out to dinner.
You gotta
movie.
Spend money.
Not if she's not.
Let's go shopping. No, there is guys that
no, pásale la tarjeta, nada más toma, toma, ya vete. Gasta todos los cuartos que tú quieras.
Te digo como me dijeron a mí.
Ma'am, your card is declined. This motherfucker.
Wipe it on your jeans.
I'll do that on purpose. Just go to the bank, take all my money out.
I'm going to tell you
the card. Hey, yo, take my wallet.
What they told you,
nah, I'm fucking with
you. La mujer dura no se llenan con fritura.
So la mujer dura se llenan con fritura.
Con langosta se llenan.
I don't know. I was Trick Daddy before, but now I'm not. But
hold up, there's a spot I'm gonna put you onto. It's called Burger and Lobster.
Oh,
on 19th Street.
Fire.
Haven't been there.
Told you. But you heard
it's fire.
What?
I heard it's fire. I heard it's really good.
So how about
I think you spent. Wait. I think you spent like $50 or $60, and y'all both get a burger and a lobster tail.
I'm allergic to shellfish.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Fuck
you. You don't know what you're missing, bro.
I don't.
Fuck you.
I'm allergic to shrimp.
You too? So get
out of
here.
To lobster too?
Chelo. We here, Chelo.
No, I
we
can
here,
actually
Chelo.
Have that.
Give me and you, bro.
Give
we're going to do
one.
A podcast
give me
from
one,
there.
Bro.
We're going to do a live podcast from Burger and Lobster.
So when we're out, you guys have to fill for us like we did for you.
Claro. What you talking about,
okay.
Son?
So
it's
my vacation.
It's Chelo, Cinco, Burger, and Lobster Tail.
Bro, that sounds like a lit-ass show. Get out of here.
You know
they
what I'm saying,
it.
Son?
They hate it because they can't eat lobster. That's what it
I'm
is.
I'm going to be honest. Y'all getting me mad hungry, B. I'm
already hungry. That's what I'm talking about.
Yo tengo un sándwich esperando.
Yo, I want to give a shout-out to our movie critic, Marvin Moneybags.
He's in
Marvin.
DR right now.
He's in DR.
Yeah, he's chilling right
now. He's chilling. He's having a dope vacation. He has to take care of some business out there, papi. Don't worry. You got to take care of our business and you'll be back in 3 weeks. I miss you truly.
So what is he doing out there right now?
He's got a finca and he got, you know.
He's so cute. He's like, papi, I miss you. Papi, I miss you. He's so cute.
I miss you, baby. I'm probably going to be depressed by the next show, guys. I'm going to be honest.
No, you'll be fine, bro. How long is he going?
You'll be okay.
3 weeks. That's like 3 years.
So this is the first one. The second one. By the third one, he's probably not even gonna come.
He hasn't been there for 24 hours.
And I'm going nuts.
I feel you though, cause you know I'm here right now and I miss my son.
Imagine if he calls you while taking a poop. I want to go back home. It's bad hot in this bathroom.
You know what's crazy though? My kid's been sick since last weekend. The whole week, the entire last week, I was with them, and then I had them over the weekend. And today they went to school for the first time in like a week, and I kind of missed them, yo. Like I turned around I was about to pick him up early from school, yo.
Get for be it. Like that.
Boy, Anthony.
Te quedan 15.
No quedan 15.
15.
15 minutes.
Yo, you know what happened, bro?
All of you guys are missing your kids, and I'm just here like, I'm not trying.
Yo,
to
you know what's crazy, bro? You know what's crazy? Yo, there's this little joke. Yo, there's this joke that Tony Pasquale told us. And he says, yo, I don't know why I just thought about this, but he's like, yo, yo tengo una enfermedad. And el doctor me dio 2 años. And he's like, ¿y qué pasó? He's like, yo lo maté. Y el juez me dio 30.
I'm confused.
You gotta break it down again.
You got it? You don't get it?
Nope.
No.
Anthony probably got it.
He said he went to the doctor. The doctor gave him 2 years. He killed him, and then the judge gave him 30.
Oh, wow.
Oh, before we leave.
I think it was funnier that way when you explained it because we didn't understand.
Yeah.
English is bad. Maybe I don't know.
Somebody's got to lick Frankie's butt.
I wanted to bring up one topic.
Keep talking. If you keep saying it, I'm gonna believe that you want to lick his butt. So stop it.
So then I want Joe to see to break my face.
Okay, so
because
break his
she's
face.
Out here breaking niggas' faces and shit. Yo.
All right, so break his face.
Okay, we get this already. We got it.
Check it.
All right.
Check it.
She doesn't like
Puerto
that
Rican
rep
weekend
at
was kind of weak this year.
Does it was anybody, weak.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go. I don't know. So.
I'm saying, but did you not feel the bodies?
You know what? What I didn't see was the cars with the flags this year.
I seen a whole bunch of that.
I didn't see as much.
I didn't see as much as usual.
It wasn't.
You know why it wasn't promoted? Because Puerto Rico almost died, bro.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico almost died, and they still recovering. Looks like I'm gonna have a parade. There's a lot of.
También a lot of overlapping. Yeah, gay boy. Wisin y Yandel concert. Que sofrito. Que mucha vaina.
Yo, was the Wisin y Yandel concert the same night as Sofrito?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Bad Bunny was at the Sofrito, and then he went to the... Yo,
why?
He probably stayed there. He probably had a room, VIP room.
He's Papa Dio.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Romeo popped out of nowhere at the Wisin y Yandel.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he's made an appearance.
Was that a pack? Was that packed? I didn't see none of that in the TL.
It was packed, bro. It was packed. Yeah. It was packed. For the amount of people that was at Sofrito... For that Wisin y Yandel concert to be packed the way it was, and Summer Jam.
Summer Jam was packed. That was the 25th anniversary. I felt like this year's lineup was pretty good, though.
For Summer Jam?
Yeah, it's been a lot of years that I was kind of lame, but this year they had Meek, they had Swiss, Lil Wayne, right?
Did you see the way Meek Mill came in? He was doing willies and everything coming in.
Yeah. I think they should have had, like, I know she's in mommy mode right now.
You know why?
Party should have just put 1 foot on the stage. That would have been dope.
Did she come out last year?
You know what? Yeah, you know why he entered doing the willies, right? He got arrested.
Yeah, he got arrested
doing willies.
But it was...
Here in the Heights, too.
Yeah, in Dykeman. He got arrested.
Oh, he did it. He recorded it on Dykeman, yeah.
It was a violation of his parole.
I know who didn't go to Summer Jam.
Who?
Me.
6ix9ine.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, and Sofrito. He was the headliner, bro.
He That's was crazy, one of the headliners bro. For us.
But okay, so is he banned from Barclays or just from that?
No, he's banned from Barclays. He cannot be on the premise of the Barclays Center.
Why?
And Madison Square Garden. Why? I don't know. Something he did at some other event. Yeah, something that will happen at some other event.
And
that Chief Keef thing?
Chief Keef.
Not Chief Keef. Who was that thing that who got shot at? It was
what? Recently? What?
Yeah.
It was Chief Keef.
It was Chief Keef.
Yeah, he got shot at.
He got shot at supposedly by 6ix9ine's people.
Well, we don't know the fact. I don't know the facts
He's
to that.
He's beefing with Chief Keef too?
No. That's what they...
I don't know, bro.
That's the...
If you're talking about a shooting, that's the only shooting
I've ever heard with 6ix9ine's name attached to it.
So he's beefing with Chief Keef too?
That supposedly
know,
is yo. What's going on.
Yo, pero ese muchacho, he's messing up his money. Date quieto, papi.
Ebro told him he don't know how to shut up.
Yeah, he just
that's
need to shut up.
That's why he...
Yo.
But that's him, bro. That's the kid, man. Leave him, let him be, bro.
That's not acceptable.
After you get their attention, you don't got to keep doing it. After you have 2.2 million followers on Instagram, you don't got to keep trolling.
50 likes him, bro. That's what matters.
I hope 50's going to executive produce the next album. Porque
probably. Demon. It's about to be 69.
People act like that. No one wants to work with them.
Yeah. He's gonna
How am I going to make money if... the person that I did the record with can't even perform.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
I don't know, but there was a picture with 6ix9ine and 50, and then somebody put 6950.
But you know what? he has.
You got the 9 playroom, yes. You got the 9 playroom.
It is what it is with 6ix9ine, but he does have talent in his own way. So
he's about to drop a song from something that he doesn't normally do. It's mellow. He's not yelling. And he's talking about hitting it from the back. That's all.
Oh, I saw that little clip he did.
I think from the little sample that I heard.
He should put a Spanish song out.
But he does.
His Spanish is nobody good for the speaking.
He does not know when to keep his mouth shut. That's his problem. That's what it is.
He lets his nuts drag, Five.
Yeah, man.
Sag.
That's what it is.
What?
They don't drag.
He's correcting you.
I don't know. Let your nuts hang or some shit.
Hang,
like that.
It's hang. It's actually hang.
I think it's some shit.
I let my nuts hang.
Like you drop sag, like you drop.
I think I've seen that interview.
You seen his nuts? What?
No.
Oh, okay.
You seen his nuts?
No, but okay. I thought, because like, we were talking about it, you was like, I seen it.
I've
what?
Seen that interview enough to know.
My nuts look like an old man's nuts. Like,
oh my God.
The left, like, you know how a turkey's neck, like,
bro.
The left, yeah, like, it'd just be like this.
Why are we talking about Frankie's nuts?
Bro? All right, can we just
toast it?
Do we have any more topics?
No, I think we could say goodbye to our viewers for this week, guys.
You think?
Yeah.
Think a goodbye.
We still probably got like 10 minutes, right?
But you got an outro to out us with, bro.
I mean, I could play music if you want me to.
Are you happy to be back with us?
Of course
I'm
happy.
Did you miss us?
We just...
Yo, I'm not going to lie. They almost dismissed you, bro. I fought for you.
How? Yeah. You wasn't even here.
I'm talking about... You were gone, bro.
You were not even in
you
the show.
First of all. Bajale algo.
You wasn't
number
even
one.
Here.
Number two, the first time you didn't show up, when bro, you almost left us listen, without a DJ,
listen,
they almost kicked you out.
Listen.
Yo. So we had 10 minutes, you want to start shit.
Está empezando chisme el hombre.
Que chisme del diablo, bro.
First of all, this is my show.
Oh.
All
right. Right.
If you remember the original right. Flash,
wait,
he was
wait.
The biggest face.
He was the it's biggest.
It's between
face.
Me and Frank. Me and Frank, we're like the head guys.
Oh, so you are.
I'm
loud.
Not saying. I'm not saying.
Come on.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because you want to do it live right. On the show, so we can talk about
cinco,
it.
Cinco. Wait. Hold up.
Yeah.
Didn't you? No, we replaced Flash.
I made sure the DJ came last week.
Oh,
what about the week before that?
The week before that, it was a miracle. It was an.
It was a miracle.
I wasn't able to get. I wasn't able to.
Okay.
Frank had to get an emergency DJ. Whatever, it went down.
Hey, I got
whatever.
It.
Apologize.
By the way.
Jodeci got it.
By the
this
way.
This how we gonna spend the last 10 minutes?
I don't know why
y'all
wanna do this.
No. Just consistency is key, and I'm so happy that you're back.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
But
what?
You better be here every Monday.
Of course. I will try my best.
Yo, we just had a photo shoot, guys, and it was great. And yeah.
You guys will see some of those pictures.
Yeah, they're funny.
They're funny yeah. Pictures. Yeah,
they're,
I like
them. Funny.
It's Jodeci, her two boobs, a little bit of cello, a little bit of cinco.
I don't know why.
Smishing in my head.
She just kept wanting the two boobs to come out. I'm like, one is
we
fine.
Know why. If you follow her Instagram, you know why.
Yeah. So, but hold on, because I like how I was attacked for not being here last week.
Oh,
when I was
going back
when
to
I was at work. I was at work. I was at work.
Stop
at work.
It.
But why weren't you here?
Cut it out.
But why weren't you here?
What?
I'm gonna do a random show.
I just said.
But we did so good.
I was taking care of business, man.
And Frankie, we did so good.
Oh, so you don't need me.
I did a great job.
I'm not saying that. We did really good.
You guys did a great job, and I appreciate you guys covering and doing the show. And
you already know, bro.
Always. Yes. You know what? This is team. This is what we're here for.
And there's no five in team.
Wow.
Chelo, you know what I'm noticing, Chelo? You are the chimoso of the four. Chimoso of the four. That's what you are.
Why, bro?
What do you mean?
Why? Really? Why do you hate LeBron, bro? Why do you?
What does LeBron? All right, you know what?
All right. Bon música.
Right, thank you for everybody. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This is Trap and Chelo Chat, episode number five.
Signing out.
We're signing out. Thank you for tuning in.
Sexual.
We got Chelo the comedian. That always gonna be your name.
Director.
Jodeci the Mars, I said. And Frankelito.
Smell my pizza.
Right, not to right, oh my God, not to right. Ride not to ride, oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride, oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Ride not to ride. Ride not to ride, oh my girl, not to ride, ride, ride. Girl, I get my keys, oh shade. You say you no believe, oh shade. Slow down, I beg you, slow down.
Yo, Maximo Productions on the building.
I live it how I get it. Y'all don't really get it. I pull up in a lemon. Blocks get to spinning. Money 3D printing. Never had a limit. Never been religious. I just always had opinions. My daddy told me, listen. You better get some money and I die to go to prison. So you see, yeah, I got rich and stay free. Free the dogs doing B.I.D.s. I know everybody not like me. Hey, got a nerd who want a Bentley for a birthday. I said maybe I could rent it for your birthday. Matter of fact, I need a favor for the remix. Maybe I could get some pictures for your birthday. Hey, get a sneaker for your babe. Say we talk but we ain't speaking a day. And I know you know what P about to say.
Baby girl, what you doing with your man? Huh? Pop the sand, 50,000 in Japan. Hey, huh, I ain't doing no plan, baby, you did it. Next time, ooh, huh, wait. Baby girl, what you doing with your man? Huh? I just popped the sand, 50,000 in Japan. Huh? I ain't doing no plan, these red bottoms on no Vans. And she telling all her friends, I might put them on the ground. Hey, baby girl, what you doing with your man? Huh? I just popped the sand, 50,000 in Japan. Huh? I ain't doing no plan, these red bottoms on no Vans. And she telling all her friends, I might put them on the ground.